Kovac recalled Mr. Severance's words when he'd phoned from California this morning. Do what you think is right. Now he understood what the responsivist leader had meant.
Mr. Severance doesn't trust you much.
How dare you? He put me in charge of this retreat and the training of our people, Martel blustered. He trusts me as much as he does you.
No, Mr. Martel, that is not the case. You see, 2 days ago, I was on the Golden Dawn and participated in an experiment. It was glorious. Everyone on that vessel died in ways I haven't imagined in my worst nightmares.
They what?
Martel shouted, sickened by the news and the reverent way Kovac said it, as though he were talking about a favorite piece of art or the peacefulness of a sleeping child.
They are dead, all of them, and the ship scuttled. I had to secure the bridge before releasing the virus, so nobody could report what was happening. It swept through the ship like wildfire. It couldn't have taken more than an hour. Young and old, it didn't matter. Their bodies couldn't fight it.
Gil Martel backed around his desk as if it could act as a barrier to the horror he was hearing. He reached for the phone.
I have to call Tom. This can't be right.
By all means, call him.
Martel's hand hovered over the handset. He knew that if he made the call, Tom would verify everything the twisted thug had said. Two things flashed through his mind. The first was that he was in far over his head, and the second was that Kovac wasn't going to let him out of his office alive.
"Just what did Mr. Severance tell you about the operation?" Kovac asked.
"Keep him talking," Martel thought frantically. There was a button under his desk that buzzed his secretary in the outer office. Surely, Kovac wouldn't attempt anything with witnesses.
He told me that our team of researchers in the Philippines had engineered a virus that causes severe inflammation of the reproductive ducts in both men and women. He told me that 3 out of every 10 people exposed who are infected will become sterile and will never be able to add to the Earth's population, even if they tried in vitro techniques. The plan is to release it on a bunch of cruise ships where everyone is basically trapped, so they all become infected.
That's only part of the story, Kovac said.
So what is the truth? Where is that damned woman?
Everything you said about the effects of the virus is true, only there is something you don't know.
Kovac gave a triumphant smile.
You see, the virus is highly contagious for about 4 months after infecting a host, even though it shows no symptoms. And from a handful of cruise ships, it will spread around the globe, infecting millions upon millions, until every man, woman, and child on the planet has been exposed. That 3 out of 10 sterility number is closer to 5 in 10 unable to breathe once the infection has run its course. This isn't about preventing a few thousand passengers and crew from having children. It's about stopping half the world.
Gil collapsed into his chair.
We have taken Dr. Cooper's words and turned them into action,
Kovac said, giving voice to the horror echoing in the empty chasm that had once been Martel's soul. Martel thought he was safe behind his desk for the moment, but he hadn't counted on the big man's strength. As if the desk were no more than a cardboard box, Kovac shoved it into Gil, pinning him in his seat against the back wall. He opened his mouth to shout out to his secretary. Kovac wasn't especially quick, and the responsivist director managed a hoarse croak before his throat was closed with a jab to his Adam's apple. His eyes bulged from their sockets as he fought for a breath he could not draw. Gil Martel struggled, thrashing in his seat, but he was no match for the Serb. He could only manage a rough, cawing sound that wouldn't be heard beyond the office walls. His movements became slower and more uncoordinated as his strength ebbed until he finally went limp. Kovac closed the office door behind him and left the building without a backward glance.